Hi, I'm Ray, G4NSJ. Just a few words about 10-metre aerials. A few years ago, on Sunday mornings, there was a 10-metre net, locally, and a chap, 3.5 miles away from me, he said, "I can hardly hear you, you're not moving the S-metre. What's wrong with your aerial?" You know how they always blame you, don't they? It's not him, it's me. I said, "Well, your signal is dreadful. What aerial have you got?" And he says, "There's nothing wrong with my aerial, it's a horizontal dipole." I said, "Well, there you are. I've got a vertical, a 5/8 vertical. Mine's a CB aerial which I've adjusted the length to match the 10-metre amateur band, 28, 29 megs. And I said to him, "You've got no ground wave. You're not putting out any ground wave and you're not hearing me because you're horizontal and I'm vertical." "Oh, no, that's only on VHF," he said. Anyway, I couldn't be bothered with it, so I just said, "All right, whatever." I left it at that. But several people in the group were using horizontal aerials and none of them could hear each other properly. They're not putting out a proper ground wave signal, which you need for local work. My preference on 10 metres has always been vertical. If you're chatting locally, as I've said, a vertical antenna is brilliant. If you're chatting DX-wise, the vertical is good because you've got a very low angle of radiation. So have a look from your aerial, have a look at the horizon, right? You're sending your signal off low over that horizon, bounces off the ionosphere and lands in some far distant land, many millions of miles away. So it's good for local work and DX. My vertical, as I said, it's only a 5/8 CB aerial, which I've adjusted for 10 metres. I've worked Indonesia, America, you know, when there's an opening, Australia, all over the place, no trouble at all. And the base of the aerial is only 6 feet off the ground. It's on a fence post. I'll be honest, I've never used a horizontal dipole or beam on the 10-metre amateur band. A horizontal dipole is great for DX if it's high enough. If it's low down, say it's only 10 feet above the ground, for example, well, that's no good. You're going to get NVIS. Near vertical incident sky wave. In other words, straight up, or straight down again. Well, not quite straight down again, but you're not going to get any distance. You're not going to get that low angle of radiation if your horizontal dipole isn't very high off the ground. If you're going to go to the expense of a tower, a rotator, a 10-metre beam, then, you know, you're 30, 40 feet up maybe, then yes, that's going to be good. But still not that good for local stuff. Because you're not putting out the ground wave as you do with a vertical aerial. So this is why my preference has always been vertical. It's a lot cheaper for a start. And you don't need a tower. You don't need an expensive beam and rotator and all that business. You just buy a CB aerial for, 30 quid? Adjust it for best SWR in the middle of the 10-metre amateur band. Stick it on a shed or a fence post and off you go. I have a listen to the 11-metre band, CB, from time to time. They've all got vertical aerials, and they're chatting to each other, no trouble at all. I've heard people 10 miles away from me. Perfectly good signal. It's because they're all using vertical antennas. Another thing is, apart from the low angle of radiation, they are omnidirectional. So with a beam, you've got a dipole or a rotatable beam, you've got to turn the beam. If you've got a wire dipole hanging in the loft or the garden, well, you can't turn that. You're stuck with whatever you've got, north, south or east, west. I know I'm banging on about verticals. You might be saying, "Oh, that's no good. I like my 10-element beam up at 150 feet on a tower." Well, if you've got that for 10 metres, excellent. I'd like to have a tune round on your radio and see what I can hear on that. But seriously, not everyone has got the space for a tower and all the business with the beam. And not everyone has got that sort of money because it's not cheap. As I always say on these recordings or videos, whatever I do, this is for newcomers to the hobby. If you're just getting into things and you want to know what to do, get a cheap CB aerial, adjust it for best SWR in the middle of the 10-metre amateur band or the 12-metre amateur band. What's that, down on 24, 950, something like that? I use my aerial down there as well. And I've worked all over Europe. No trouble at all on 12 metres. I'm telling you all this from my experience, and as I always say, I might be wrong, and if I am, then no doubt you will tell me. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Fair enough. I look forward to your comments. Thanks for listening, as always. Take care. See you next time. Cheers for now.